live from the GPB newsroom. I'm Ricky Bevington. The deadline for counties to receive and count absentee ballot in Tuesday's runoff election has been extended. Interim Secretary of State Robin Crittenden entered into a proposed settlement this afternoon. It would allow mail-in ballots to be counted that are received by Friday, December 7th. That is as long as they are postmarked by December 4th. That's next Tuesday. A Thursday lawsuit by the Democratic Party of Georgia alleged close to half of the state's 159 counties did not send out absentee ballots to those who requested them until this week. There are two statewide races in the runoff ballot, Secretary of State and a seat on the Public Service Commission representing Metro Atlanta. Atlanta United will have the home field advantage in the Major League Soccer Cup 1 week from tomorrow. Atlanta secured the Eastern Conference Championship Trophy last night with an aggregate win over the New York Red Bulls. Defender Greg Garza was still letting the moment sink in after the win.
I would have never imagined this when we first signed on last year. To make the playoffs last year and then do this year, it's a wonderful achievement for all of us.
Atlanta will face the Portland Timbers for the championship next Saturday. It is a single-game, winner-take-all matchup. Atlanta hosting the MLS Cup means the Georgia High School Football Championships will be played on December 11th and 12th. They had been scheduled for December 7th and 8th. At Mercedes-Benz Stadium. In just 24 hours, the University of Georgia takes on Alabama in the SEC Championship in Atlanta. UGA coach Kirby Smart spoke about the matchup during a press conference this week.
They've got very few deficiencies in any area. Talented quarterback, explosive offense, and first thing you notice when they turn the tape on is how fast and how much they score.
Kickoff is for tomorrow at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. As Democrats prepare to control the U.S. House of Representatives starting in January, one Georgia Republican has earned a new leadership role for the minority. GPB Stephen Fowler reports.
Drew Ferguson represents Georgia's 3rd District in the western part of the state. He'll be the GOP's new chief deputy whip. That means the second-term congressman will help with the vote-counting efforts as Republicans seek to retain some sort of power after losing control of the House in the midterms. He's not the only congressman from Georgia seeking leadership positions in the minority caucus. Republican Tom Graves was unsuccessful in his attempt to become the ranking member of the Appropriations Committee, and Doug Collins is now the ranking Republican on the Judiciary Committee. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.